Auckland's Radio.
And I'm very pleased to have with me now Alex Nairn, and he's the branch director of the Northwest Surrey Samaritans. Good afternoon to you, Alex.
And good afternoon to you, Graham.
Welcome along to Brooklyn's Radio. Now, I think most people know something about the Samaritans, and you're from the Northwest Surrey branch then?
I am indeed, based in Addlestone, yes.
Right, and you sort of cover the whole of the sort of Northwest Surrey area then?
That's correct, yeah. It's Spelthorne, Runnymede, Elmbridge.
Right, okay. And how long have you been involved in this then?
I've been involved with the Samaritans about 3 years. I actually joined about 17 years ago, but my job meant I had to leave after a year, so it took me 15 years to come back, but I knew I was coming back.
All right, and like a boomerang, you got back there eventually. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're now branch director?
Yes, yeah, I've been branch director for about a year now.
Right, okay. Now, obviously it helps a lot of people. We always associate Samaritans, I guess, with people, you know, at the edge of contemplating suicide.
Indeed.
But it is more than just that, I guess.
I think it is a myth that actually we'd like to kind of dilute as much as possible, that people think you can't phone the Samaritans unless you're suicidal, and that just isn't true. What we'd really like to do is intervene or give an intervention earlier than that, so people just feel they need someone to talk to, or they're not feeling too good about stuff, or the stuff's just weighing them down.
Right, could be anything really, I suppose. Personal,
absolutely anything.
Job.
Yeah, it could be job, it could be financial, it could be relationship, it could be loneliness, could be whatever.
And a lot of people living alone these days, I guess, as well, aren't they? Both younger and older.
Yeah, we get a lot of people who are on their own and just need someone to talk to.
Right, and hopefully if they come to you earlier, then it's easier to actually get them feeling happier.
As I say, if people don't call us until they feel suicidal, it would have been nice if they maybe felt they had someone to talk to before they got to that point.
Indeed. But it is difficult when you get into that downward spiral, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there is a point where some people get to, or lots of people, in fact, I think all of us at some point think, is there a way through this? And once people lift themselves up and make that call or make that connection with us, because it's not necessarily just on the phone, that's when things can start to lift.
Right, okay. And of course, you can be called any time, I guess.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I know we'll give the number out at the end again as well. Yes. What is the number then if you do feel like you want to talk to somebody about something?
If you want to phone us, there is a national number, and the national number is quite important because if our lines are engaged, it bounces on to another Samaritans branch and another Samaritans branch, so it helps from that point of view. But the national number is 08457 909090. That is 08457 909090.
Right, so that is quite an easy number in a way, isn't it? Yes, repetitive. And as you say, that'll go to your local branch if possible.
It'll go to the local branch first, and then bounce on if we're busy.
Okay. Now, you're staffed mainly by volunteers?
We are staffed entirely by volunteers, completely by volunteers.
Right, okay.
We've probably got about 110
really?
Volunteers at the moment, yeah.
And they're all taking shifts to sort of man the phones?
We've got a small number of support volunteers who don't necessarily want to be listeners on the telephone, but they do want to help us with the running of the branch, because each Samaritans branch is a standalone charity.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Right.
So therefore, we've got our finances, we've got our admin, we've got all the stuff that goes
with
running,
of course.
A business.
Right, so there's background staff as well as those who are...
And then we've got those who come in and do the listening on the phones. And we need 84 volunteers to turn up every week. To keep us manned.
And that takes a bit of organising as well.
Yes, it does, yes. But it's a self-organising system, I have to tell you. You know, the volunteers know what they can do and they put themselves in, book in the time.
I mean, to become a volunteer, I guess, have you got to be a certain type of person or a certain... You've got to get certain training, obviously.
I don't know about the certain kind of a person, because I think all of our volunteers are completely different kinds of individuals from fascinating backgrounds. I mean, that's as an aside, that's one of the nice things about being a Samaritan. You get to sit in a room with another kind of a person from another background that you normally wouldn't meet. But no, they come from all sorts of backgrounds, and what we're really, really strong on is the training. They'll go through 6 weeks of intense training before we let them near a telephone. phone.
Right, I'm sure it's very important, isn't it? I guess because if somebody is in a distressed state, you've got to be know how to help them.
It's absolutely crucial, and we do a particular kind of helping. We do listening. We don't give advice. We are not counsellors. We don't tell people what they should do. We don't express surprise at what they did. We don't judge what they do. We listen to them. And we're probably the only people in their lives who ever just listen.
Yes, everybody tends to have an opinion or advice,
exactly,
don't they?
Exactly. No, that's not what we're about at all.
And that really helps, I guess. People feel somebody else is sharing.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it's obviously empathetic listening. We're listening really closely and trying to be there for them. Mm. But we're not telling them what's right and what's wrong. Mm. And often I can have a telephone call that lasts maybe half an hour or so, and I've been quiet for 80% of it, and at the end of it they say, thank you very much, that's really helpful.
Mm, yeah, it tells, doesn't it? Yeah. Mm. Now, is it purely on the phone, or do you do face-to-face as well?
No, it's not. Well, it's this is another thing that often surprises people. About 90% of our calls come through the telephone, but on email, we get about 1,500 emails a year.
Right, yes.
And on text, SMS, we get about 2,000 a year.
Really?
Yeah.
So there are people doing that as
That's
well
right.
as modern
and
media.
Yeah, and on the telephone, we've probably got about 28,000 contacts in a year.
Really?
In our branch.
Just in your branch?
Yeah.
Just in
5 million
sorry.
Across all of the Samaritans.
Right.
And 30,000 in our branch.
Right. Now, you're venturing out of the office, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
you're outreaching, as they say in the jargon,
that's right.
aren't they?
Yeah. The challenge we've got is we are positioned in a cracking little place in Addleston, in Ledger Drive in Addleston, if anybody knows where that is. But it's a bit off the beaten track, and people don't tend to walk past there. They're either heading for us or they're not. And what we'd like to do is just get ourselves out and about in the community and allow people to see us face-to-face. They can come to the branch and see us face-to-face, of course, but we don't get many people who turn up at the branch. So
no.
What we'd like to do is set ourselves up in around our community, with the very, very first place being Tesco's in Addleston, and allow people to just come by and have a chat and a cup of tea and a biscuit.
What a good idea. It's Thursdays you're doing this, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it starts on the 19th of September and runs through to the 21st of November on Thursdays from 9:30 in the morning until 7:30 at night. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there with a kind of camper van kind of set up. It's got a gazebo in front of it, so you don't need to walk into the camper van.
Oh, right. So what was the idea of the camper van then?
The idea of the camper van is if somebody wants to have a private chat, they can go in there and have a chat.
Yes.
Because, you know, all sorts of things can be talked about, but not necessarily standing in Tesco's car park. So we'll take people inside and have a chat.
Yeah, and I see from your leaflet here is to make contact with more people in the community.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's got a double whammy effect. I mean, obviously, it will be strong publicity for us and what we do in our service, but primarily we want to give an opportunity for people to just come by and have a chat. And I think realistically, the first time they see us, they may not come by and have a chat, but once they know that we're there, they may just drive in one day and just wonder.
They're giving you a prominent spot out there on the way in.
Extremely prominent. I can't tell you how helpful Tesco's have been. I mean, we effectively picked the spot and they said
excellent.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
And they've given up 7 or 8 or 9 of their car parking spaces, you know, and we can position the van, the gazebo, and all the publicity material there. So we will be easily noticed, shall we say.
Well, I hope it goes very, very well for you. I'm sure it will. And if people feel they can talk at an earlier stage than they might otherwise have done to you, that was all
And that's
good.
What it's about. I mean, if we can make the thing look safe just to wander in, we can allow people just to make that first contact, which I always think is the important one.
So this is your first toe in the water with this then, is it?
It is. It's first toe in many years. I think some years ago we tried other stuff.
I was going to say, have other branches done this sort of thing?
Yes, they have. Yeah, they have. And this is why it's an important part of what Samaritans do, because at the moment we're kind of passive in as much as people come to us and they phone us. This is active, and maybe the next place will be is A&E in St. Piers.
Yes.
Sitting around and talking to people who are clearly upset or whatever. So this is the beginning of a bit of a journey.
Well, we wish you every success. It's marvellous work that you're doing. And thank you so much for coming in today, Alex, and telling us all about it.
Thanks for inviting us.
We better just reiterate those numbers. And if people do want to get in touch with the Samaritans, what's the best number?
Okay, I'll give you the national number again. 08457 909090. 08547 909090.
Right, well, we wish you best of luck with that. And that's 19th September, the first Thursday, and then every Thursday after that to the 21st November at 9:30 to 7:30 at Tesco's in Addlesden to meet with the Samaritans. Brooklyn's Radio.